News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A murder investigation is underway after a boy was fatally stabbed during a row at a Tusla Run care facility in Donaghmede in North Dublin. And Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Conor. Will you bring us up to speed with what we know about the events of yesterday?
Yes, so Gardaí were called to this apartment in the Grattan Wood apartment complex in Donaghmede yesterday, just after 11 a.m. Now, they had reports that there had been a violent incident there. When they arrived, they found a teenager. He's a juvenile. We understand he's 17 and he's from Eastern Europe. They found him badly wounded at the scene, and even though he was treated by paramedics, unfortunately he was pronounced dead at the scene. They also arrested a second boy who was there. He was also from abroad, and we understand he's 17 as well. That boy also suffered injuries in the incident, and a care worker who was providing care to four teenagers at the apartment, she was also wounded. So those two wounded people were taken to hospital for treatment. And as I say, the 17-year-old who was wounded, he was arrested, and Gardaí are hoping to interview him today. So the guards are basically saying that they believe this is a self-contained incident. They believe it happened within the apartment, and they're not looking for anybody else in relation to the incident. So they're really trying to determine how this dispute occurred that led to two victims being wounded, and one of them obviously fatally. But I was up there yesterday, and certainly local people were very, very shocked. It's a really quiet area. Lots of families and children around, and I think everybody was just in total shock at what was after happening.
Yeah. The guards have said that they don't believe there's any danger in the locality, that this was an isolated incident. Do we know anything about this unit that it cares for minors who are here without, supporting adults who are seeking international protection? Is that accurate?
That is. Tusla, the Child and Family Agency, they issued a statement yesterday, and they confirmed that this apartment was one of their residential units. Now, it said that it was being used to house four teenagers, and as you say, they were unaccompanied. They had come to Ireland, and they were being provided with 24-hour care at that apartment. Now, it appears that this particular apartment is one of, many of these centres around the place that are used to house people, underage people who come to Ireland on their own, and they have to be cared for. So Tusla puts them in these apartments. Very often these apartments are run by private contractors on behalf of Tusla. So there would be essentially care workers who are provided by a private company on site, looking after these kids at these apartments. And obviously a dispute has occurred here at this particular one, and this poor unfortunate boy is obviously dead. So we understand that he had suffered really serious injuries. Certainly some of the Gardaí that I spoke to yesterday said the scene was really difficult, and obviously that inquiry now is underway. There's a person arrested, and the Gardaí are hoping to make very quick progress in that today.
Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.